Be'ezus Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Perek Shneim Asa, the 12th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Ma'avoleiv, in the Lords of the Land and the Bar and the Sefer Mishpatim, Book of Judgments, where we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding the second half, which was discussing the laws of collecting from Yershim from the inheritors. The Rambam gets Halacha Aleph regarding collecting from the orphans for their benefit and for the benefit of the widow. As Rambam says, Ein nefrom in a Yershim, you cannot collect from the inheritors, unless they were adults. Am Yershim Gitan, but if they were minor inheritors, in the Faram Hemshtachad, you cannot collect from them with a document of a debt. Halacha Beis, even if they had all stipulations in the world, the lender cannot collect anything until the orphans become older. Because maybe they would have a proof, which would break the document, and they're just little kids and they don't have any way to defend themselves, then you have to wait till they're older. Now, Halacha Gim, however, but let's say the loan was a ribishal guy, was from a non-Jew who's willing to go based on Jewish law, but he's charging interest. Here, the longer you delay, the more interest that they're paying. So then, then you appoint them a caretaker. And they get involved in their assets. And they sell and they pay up the debt, so to avoid all this interest. And another exception is, if a woman claims her ksuba, whether because she's widowed or whether she's divorced, you appoint for the orphans a caretaker and they get involved. And why are they going to pay up her ksuba? Why is that different than all of the debts if they're minors? Either because, one reason is because of the favor for the woman. We want the woman to have some money so that she can get married to someone else. She needs some money to get herself ready. And the women will only get married if they know that there's going to be this ability to collect no matter what the circumstances is. And lafika limrim kafza isha benisis, but however, let's say the woman goes beforehand and she shams, she really gets remarried. The achakach baslat fai ksubasam nechsem, and then she subsequently comes to collect the ksuba from the estate of the orphans, then ainis kakala. Then we don't pay attention to her, achigdal yisem, until the orphans get older. Shahri inlamazainis, because that's another reason why we'd normally give her the ksuba, is because it's also causing a loss to the estate because she gets fed until she collects her ksuba, until she gets remarried. She's not getting mezainis anymore because she's already remarried. And this is she remarried, and therefore there's no reason for the chayin, for her to be able to have money, to be able to get remarried. She's already remarried. Therefore, then we wouldn't give her the ksuba until they get older. Halacha dalt. Some of the ga'inim have ruled. If, let's say, however, the estate was only according to the amount of the ksuba that she's coming to collect, or it's even less than the amount of the ksuba, in this kakalon, then we don't pay attention to the woman. Because there's no merit for the orphans, because Shulah Amr didn't say the halacha, the previous halacha, niskok and lichzi yisem, that we address ourselves for the estate of the orphans. Leave part of my ksuba to go and pay back the ksuba. El kadish liyifchos v'anachasim achma samazayin, so that it should not diminish the estate, because they have to keep on providing sustenance for the woman. When she gets her ksuba, they don't have to give her daily sustenance anymore. But v'zayis will be in this situation, he'll be in the telos hakolosh, and she's taking everything, because they don't have more money than how much her ksuba is. What type of merit is there for the minor orphans in this situation? Until that you go in and you take care of the ksuba. And they weren't concerned in this situation for the grace and the favor of the woman. They're more concerned for the benefit of the orphans. And therefore, some of those going said in that situation, she's not going to collect their ksuba. Halacha hey. Situations when we want to fulfill the words of the person who passed away and to remove any problems about theft. So but let's say the one who's bequeathing it to them, let's say the father who passed away, and he's saying, give a mana to that person. Now, he didn't say what type of mana. There's a mana tsuri, which is from tsur, which is worth 100 zuz, and then there's the provincial mana, which is only worth 12 and a half zuz. Now, he says to give it. So, nizkakin, so then you will address and to pay up that debt. But that's only achashim amidlim avatrapis letoin tanosim. Only once we appoint a caretaker to make the claims that they need, because what type of mana, and we need someone to represent the minors. Amar, let's say, however, the father said to new mana zelaplin, you give this mana to that person. I saw the zulaplin of this field to that person. Then nice, then they give it. There's no need to appoint the avatrapis because he said it clearly what it is that he wants to be given, and if it's given. Halacha vav. Nimtzis karka sheinu shalahem. Now, let's say we find out that the property of these orphans is not really theirs. The one who's making a claim is saying that the one who's bequeathing it to them really stole it from him. So we do address for them. And we point the caretaker to make claims and to educate for them to litigate with this one who's contesting. If it turns out that it's really stolen, so you give it back to the owner. And the chen kata, another exception, because although we said we generally don't address, but there are certain exceptions, and the following also, the chen kata should talk about bada. So to the miner grabs his servants, the yerlo techstech avedu chabasha, and he goes into his friend's field and he conquers it and he takes it over. And we don't say here also, we don't take anything from orphans, from minors, we're going to wait for him to become an adult, because maybe he has witnesses that it's his. No. El metin lesim yadoi, in cases of theft, we take it away from him, when he gets older. If he has witnesses that his friend's field was really his, then you have the age of letting him bring his witnesses then, but situationally like that, we will address it even now when he's a minor orphan. Halacha zayin. Karkar shahisa b'cheskes ketanim. Let's say we have the property that was in the presumed status of the minors. But then someone else came along and they claimed, yes, but I had bought this already from the one who bequeathed this to you. And he actually ate him, and he has witnesses that he had taken possession of it, that he ate the years of possession, which is a halacha that the Ram talks about in Hilchos Tayin V'Nitin, of having eaten the produce for 3 years straight in their father's lifetime, which proves that it was his. No, we don't take it away from them until they become adults. The reason for that is, because you're not allowed to accept testimony when the litigant, the defendant is not there. The child's considered like as if he's not here because he's a minor. So therefore, you're not going to collect. But let's say he produced a document that he had boarded, then you could validate the document, which is you could do that even if the defendant's not there because it's a document. And then you could take it away from them, but only once at least that we appoint the caretaker to try to defend and help out the orphans. Halacha Ches continues regarding making announcements and evaluation of the property. So, Kishon is Kokin Bezdin, L'nichse Yisayim Limker, which we said generally we don't, but there are certain situations that we just spoke about. When there are situations that the courts have to go address the estate of the orphans to sell it off, to pay up certain debts. So, Shomen es Hakarka. So, they evaluate the property. V'achkech Machrizna Lao, and then they make announcements regarding it, Shleish Mir Mitzufin, either for 30 consecutive days, or for a period of 60 days on Mondays and Thursdays, and they make the announcements in the morning and the evening, specifically at times when the workers are going out to work and when they're coming back from work, and therefore, and whoever's going to want to buy it, he's going to send his workers, as they're coming and going, to go check it out. Now, when they make the announcements, they delineate the boundaries of the field. They let it know how good the quality is, how much it was evaluated for. And they also, they say, why they want to sell it. Meaning, if it's so that they can pay back a creditor. Now, why is important for that is because he doesn't care about the quality of the monies. He'll take even broken or lacking money. So the guy was buying it wants to know that. Or is it being sold off to pay back the woman's ksuba? Like we just said, because some people want to give it to the creditor. But some want to do it specifically as being collected for the woman because she's agreement to whatever the payment is. So people might want one versus the other. So you announce that too. Now, halacha test. When you write this ruling, which gives the permission of the claimant to collect from the estate of the defendant whatever he finds, and that's what this hadarachta contract is, that's what this psakdin of the courts are. So, whether it's from adults or minors, you write as follows. The karner, the courts write, we recognize that these properties, him shall play them, this is from this person who passed away. And that's what this person is coming to collect, whether the balchayv or the isha for ksuba. But if they didn't write this, that makes this adachta, this court document, invalid, because it has to be that we know that we recognize this is his estate. And therefore, they ain't oichlim bapedis, they cannot consume the produce from this field, even after the announcements have been finished. Because from this time, generally, a creditor could eat the pears of the field, as Ram explains later on, Perkha Bez Alochid Bez. However, here where the Adarachta is puzzle, so all the announcements that were made based on this Adarachta were erroneous, because it was not an appropriate Adarachta. Therefore, he does not merit until he actually gets the actual pears itself when he comes into the field. But the fact that it was after the announcements will not give it to him. Halacha Yud. If the court sold it without making announcements, nasu kimisha tobid v'amishna, it's like as if they made a mistake in an explicit mishnah, which the mishnah says they have to make announcements, and therefore v'chayis n'meichem achraz, they have to go back and sell it again with announcement. It's like they didn't do anything. Now bezn shemachu, when the courts do sell it appropriately, hachrayis, the responsibility, the insurance on the field, if it turns out it's not really theirs, his Aliyah Yisayim is going to be on the orphans, then the one who's going to collect is going to collect from the orphans. It's nothing to do with the courts. They're just doing their service. Halacha Yiraf. Ubezen shechrizu kuro. Now, if the courts made an appropriate announcement, ubadku yofi yofi, and they checked it out very well, v'diktu kubashum, and they were very precise regarding evaluating it. So, even though they made a mistake, and when they sold it, they did it shavim manu misayim, it was really worth 100, and they sold it for 200. Or it was really worth 200, they sold 100. Hari mechram kayim, as long as they did all the other things right, it's their sale is going to be valid. Avim libadku bashum, but if they didn't check when they were evaluating it, because they didn't write a letter of inspection, meaning shehidiktu kashuma v'achraz, which that's the precision of evaluation and of announcements. The tone, they made a mistake. And now they went a sixth higher or a sixth lower. Then a sixth, as long as it's a sixth, michrim batal, their sale is going to be void. I mean, in contrast, when they did everything right, then it's not going to be. Here, since they didn't do all these appropriate things and it was sixth off, it's going to be void. But pachas mishas of less than a sixth, the michrim kaim, then their sale is going to be valid, because whatever is less than a sixth, generally people pardon that discrepancy. Now the Rambam concludes regarding a collection which does not need an announcement. V'chein ha-machur karka, so if they sold property, be'esha einam tzrich l'hachas alav, when they didn't have to make an announcement, as Rambam is going to shortly explain what case that is. So then, v'tov shtus ha-hitir shtus, let's say they made a sixth more, a sixth less, which mechem batal, their sale is going to be void, even if they made an announcement, because you don't need to, so it doesn't really have halachic significance. When they're making announcements, so they did everything they had to do, so even if they're more than a sixth off, it's not a problem. Here would they, either when they didn't, or when they don't have to, it's like they didn't, even if they did, so then if it's a sixth off, it's going to be invalid. Pachas mishlos, if it was less than a sixth off, mechem kaim, the sale is going to be valid, even though they did not make an announcement, like we said, because it's a case they don't even have to make an announcement at the time. And says the Rambam, what's the time that they wouldn't have to make announcements? Don't we have to make announcements so that we get the most money for the orphans? It's like when they're selling the property because they need the income for burial. Or because they have to feed the woman and the daughters, or lead to give the taxes to the king. In those situations, they don't have to make announcements because it's a pressing situation. They have time to go make these announcements. And a similar case became Bezn Shamachur Devarim Shem Tum Hachraza. Not a time when you don't have to, but certain things that you don't have to make an announcement. And Batobish to us, if they made a mistake of a sixth, Mechem Batal, let me say the sale is going to be void. Pachem Mishtos, less than a sixth, Mechem Kaim, the sale is going to be valid. Ve'ilahim Advarim Shem Achriz, what are certain things, items that you don't have to make an announcement regarding them? Are Havadim Vashtaras from Matalim, are slaves, documents, and movable items, as Ram explains. Havadim, slaves, why don't you make an announcement? They're going to hear they're being sold and they don't want to, so then they're just going to flee. Vashtaras from Matalim, regarding documents and movable items, because when you're making announcements and people come to check it out, maybe they're going to get stolen. Properties cannot get stolen, so we'll make an announcement of that. But movable items or documents, they might get stolen. The figure, therefore, Shaman Oysim Bebezdin, what they do is they just evaluate it in court, and they sell it right after they evaluate it, so we don't want to give time for people to steal it. But v'mashuk karvel medina. But if the market is right so very close to their state, then malichim ha'isle mashuk, then they go and they're going to transport it to the market because they're right there, and you might as well get more money than you could by bringing it to the shuk, to the marketplace.